Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, do you have a preference, Seth, as to where the Texans put this new Texopolis that they're going to be constructing here in the near future?
For me personally, when I spend the most time at the actual Texans facility, it's for training camp.
Yep.
I kind of would like it to be a little bit further out. Yeah. I don't think it will be. I don't think they want to move too far away from the stadium, but we'll see. Whichever county gives, I'd like it to be maybe down. Somewhere where I can get like a little bit of a sea breeze or something like that. Down Angleton way.
Lake Jackson. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they can build it on the Kemah Boardwalk, you know? Collaborate, do a collab with the Fertittas.
Have like a roller coaster that goes through the strength training facility.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I think, honestly, it doesn't really make a difference to me. I would just prefer that I not be too far outside the loop. Just because that's, yeah.
Well, for them, I mean, they've got to, I would think they take this into consideration, I would think. But, you know, they've got a whole constituency of employees that have built their lives around going to NRG Stadium for work every day. If you all of a sudden move that facility out, like, deep into Katy somewhere, that materially changes commutes and things like that. I mean, This just in, Houston, fairly sprawling, big
it's
city.
It's fairly sprawling, yeah. Although if people wanted to be closer to the city, so if people wanted to be closer to the headquarters, then they're paying a lot more per square foot than if they go further out.
Yep.
So there might be a lot of employees that would actually appreciate being able to go out and like not have a long commute. But so I told you the Falcons facility is in Flowery Branch, which is pretty far north of Atlanta.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. Or at least I haven't been there in 15 or 20 years.
Yeah.
But it's suburban, but still has a country feel to it.
Yeah.
Or at least it did then.
Yep. For those who don't know what we're talking about, because maybe you didn't see Jonathan's article, we talked about it on this show. The Texans, it would appear, are going to be building some sort of new practice facility with a headquarters for the team. And it looks like chances are, good chance, that it'll also entail an entertainment district of some sort, patterned after the Cowboys Frisco complex campus that has all sorts of shopping and eateries, and it has an arena there. They have concerts there, in addition to all the Cowboys stuff that goes on out there.
And this is where it gets interesting, because there's a couple components. One is that whatever tax breaks, whichever counties are willing to provide. And then two, if the Texans are going to team up with some kind of commercial real estate investors or developers that have a lot of experience with stuff like this, then you can, it's extra revenue generating.
Oh yeah.
Remember the Texans had those fitness clubs, Texans Fit, for a while. They ended up selling those to Evo, I think. Okay. But that's the type of stuff that you can, you can be partners in the restaurants there.
Yeah.
So there's a natural attraction. Those real estate developers and those businesses have the benefit of being associated with the Texans, their email lists and everything else that goes on. So from a business standpoint, it's intriguing.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't know how much the average fan cares about that.
Yeah.
I think the average fan probably thinks, like, okay, if it's a cool, fun place to go for watch parties, if there's some restaurant, maybe there's an Andre Johnson Steakhouse, I don't know.
Yeah.
That then it becomes a destination. That part would be cool, especially, and then training camp. Maybe the facilities at training camp are a little bit more permanent and comfortable and all that.
Yep, for sure. So I did a little digging on the Star up in Frisco, the Cowboys complex, which is, you know, it's gold standard when it comes to this sort of thing. They do have a hotel, Seth. That was one of the things you and I were wondering yesterday. They have an Omni hotel there, which is, Omni is a nice upscale brand. So I would imagine that anything with the Texans would encompass probably a hotel of some sort as well there. And who knows, depending on the proximity to the stadium, that might be where teams stay when they come in from out of town. You know, when the road teams come visit. I know that happens quite a bit with Tillman Fertitta's Hotel, the Post Oak, is where a lot of the opposing teams come in and stay. They stay at the Fertitta's Hotel. So there is an Omni Hotel at the one in Dallas. They've got 25 eating establishments and 21 retail stores. I'm going to draft three of each for our new complex here in Houston. These, if the McNairs are listening right now, if Mike Thoman is listening, and they're trying to decide what types of restaurants or retail to have, these are the ones that I vote for, okay, if my vote counts. The Cowboys have a thing called D's Table Burgers and More. It's sort of a brunch and lunch spot. I can envision you and I going there like right after we get done at 8 a.m., going and getting a quick brunch or a breakfast there and then zipping back over to practice. You know what I mean? Like, I think that or hitting lunch after practice. Nice burger right there. D's Table.
That's a lot better than the usually when you and I go to Denny's.
Denny's. No disrespect, Denny's. But yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
I do too. That happened, by the way. Three skillets. So,
I had to carb up, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
That
was incredible.
That was 50 pounds ago.
That was incredible. It was a different time and place.
Training camp's a lot more enjoyable when you're 50 pounds lighter.
They have Pete's Dueling Piano Bar.
Ooh!
I find dueling pianos to be one of the most underrated, never had a bad time places to go.
I think it's one of those things that people like to scoff at and look down on, but just go ahead and give it a try,
and
okay?
Next thing you know, you're dropping 50 bucks in the jar so you can hear Don't Stop Believing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the NASCAR or NHL of the dining world in that you can't really appreciate hockey or NASCAR until you attend it in person.
That's what it is.
Scoff at dueling pianos all you want.
I love dueling pianos.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. My third one, they have a Kane Rosso there, which we used to have here in Houston, and the one I would go to, we don't have anymore. It's not there. They used to have one, I think, on Alabama, right near downtown. It's a really good wood-fired pizza place, like really good pizza. So I wouldn't mind bringing that back. Those are my three food. And they've got all sorts of, they got sushi places and upscale steakhouses and Italian places. We got a lot of those around here. The retail, the one I want, I'm sort of a collectibles buff. I wish I could afford more of them. They've got a collectibles store that looks amazing there called Cards in a Box. I would want that for sure.
So it's sports. It's
sports collectible. Yes, okay. Well, I can see myself spending an obscene amount of money in there, like after practice one day. They have a day spa there. Hiatus.
Well, they
day
could
spa.
Have. You know what? For a place like that too, the signings.
Yeah.
You know, the autograph signings and everything. The players. That's actually, you know, that's a nice little perk for the players too.
Yeah.
You can get an appearance fee without having to go out of your way or anything. Just go over and do that.
Yeah.
It's a natural
fit. It's true.
Yeah.
Go to practice and then go over and get a little like a Henry Toa Toa autograph glossy or something like that.
Yeah. I would have had so many more chains, you know, when I was a player. If I could have just made it easier to just go. Obviously, I don't know, $20,000 an
more
autograph
you,
signing or
you,
something.
Yeah, more than you already have. Yeah, yeah, right. Hiatus Day Spa. There would be nothing better than a post-training camp practice massage. You know, like we've been standing out in this heat. I'm gonna go get me a massage at the day spa.
Texans can't go anywhere near this. They can't have the. You're like,
just talking for me. Yeah.
Texans massage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't Google it.
Of all the businesses that could go in there, that'll be the one that does not have a Texans logo on.
Unless that's their key to like push down the scandal in the search in the search results. This could be an SEO play.
Yeah.
We're gonna do Texans Massage Therapy Center, and we'll heavily promote it to the point where all the Deshaun stories get pushed down to the third or fourth page.
Yes.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They have a place in the one in Frisco at the Cowboys big facility up there called the Gents Place. It's an upscale barber and men's grooming parlor.
Oh, it's kind of like the boardroom.
It's
fun. You go there and they make you feel special.
Yeah, you can see the pictures of the one up in Dallas. You can see in the background all the bottles of expensive whiskey. Can you imagine a sweaty Payne and Pendergast going in there and just sitting down in the chair and getting a nice straight edge razor while we're sipping a little bourbon in the chair?
Yeah, I'm burping up my skillet residue and
from D's table. Yes,
make me purty.
Yeah. So those would be the things that they have up in Dallas that I would want for this.
The thing that I don't want, and I don't think that we would have to fear this, is the zoo like environment that they've created for the players up there at the Star.
Oh, where,
you know, it just sounds like you're constantly on display. There's people walking, like looking in on you while you're working out, while they're on tours and all like that. I think the McNairs are usually pretty good about letting the football people be as isolated as they want to be.
Yes.
And because you've heard so many different Cowboys players talk about how it's, like, as much as distractions and everything are probably overplayed or a cliche, it's not with the Cowboys, because it feels like they are constantly, Jerry Jones almost, he wants to be a spectacle all the time.
Yes.
And he wants everybody to mingle with the players or see the players. Most players and coaches really, really don't want that. So I just hope it doesn't become like that. Don't make it a human zoo.
Yeah, that's a really good recommendation. Again, if you're listening, McNairs, Mike Tolman, no human zoo. Got it? People are texting in what they want at this place. Texans-themed Cavenders and a Ninfas. They have a Lucchese shop at the one up in Dallas. I'm not a big cowboy boot buying guy, so I didn't put that there. But someone's saying, Sean, are you into sports cards? Not sports cards, but I have a lot of like framed autograph pictures. Like, disproportionate amount to the amount that I make. Because someday I hope to have a really like cool man cave that I'm hanging all these things in, you know?
So I have, I don't usually, whenever I buy an autographed picture of somebody, it's usually when somebody has asked me like, hey, would you be able to get an autographed picture of such and such for this charity event? And I'm always like, I don't ask athletes for their autographs, hard and firm rule. So I'll usually go buy an autographed picture and then give it to them, to which I probably pay more money than they're going to get.
Oh,
but that's one of my charitable donations that I can't write off. I guess I could. I haven't tried to because it feels dirty. I don't know. So I'll be like, yeah, I got this Nolan Ryan thing.
That's,
here you go.
That's hilarious. That's really fun. You don't like asking for autographs, so you go to a memorabilia store and buy it.
It's the same thing. So I buy something for like $250 and then they go put it out at their silent auction and probably get $250 or something. I don't get any credit.
No.
You know, I don't want anybody to, like, I don't tell the person, hey, I went and paid for this.
Right.
But I just, I don't want to be that guy. I don't ever ask. It's just, you know, when you're around athletes all the time, you don't want to be the guy that are like, oh, great, here comes Seth.
Awkwardness have a price? For Seth, it does.
It's
$500 for this autographed Andre Johnson picture. All right, PettyCast. Let's get petty. 713-572-4610. PettyCast time. We do it every week at Tuesday at 8 o'clock, and we do it a lot of petty this week. Coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.